If you invite someone to come and see you this evening, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, "Now, if you don't come, I'm..."
Be disappointed. If you don't come, let me know. They send out invitations with that kind of marking on. Reply.
Well, if you're happy to see someone, you might say that I'm... What, when you see them?
Delighted.
Okay, and if, say, one of your kin folks might graduate from college or something, when you see them, you might...
Congratulate them.
All right, but you might feel very...
Very happy, delighted.
Well, you feel a great deal of... Something like honor, maybe, or
gratitude,
but
flattered.
Okay. If a boy is beginning to pay serious attention to a girl, he is what?
Courting, going steady.
Okay. And what do they call the boy that's going with the girl? What does the girl call him? She calls him her.
A boyfriend.
Any other words that you might use?
A beau. Used to be.
Okay.
B-A-U.
All right. And how about the fella's girlfriend? You might say that she is his...
His sweetheart. Girlfriend. His fiance.
Okay. And if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, you might say that...
Smooching.
Okay. And how about if a fella asks a girl to marry him, but she doesn't want him, what do you say that she did to him?
Refuse him. Turn him down.
Any other words?
Refuse him, she...
What if she agreed to marry him?
And then engaged.
All right, and they went to the wedding, but she didn't show up. You might say that he or she...
Disappointed. She left... they left at the church that... She was...
Okay.
Oh, there's something else there.
Jill? Would you say jilt, maybe? Jilt?
Yeah, jilted, yeah.
Okay. And if someone goes to church and they do have the ceremony and they're pronounced man and wife, you would say that they're just...
If they go to the ceremony, not man and wife?
And they are man and wife. When they come out, you'd say that they were just...